The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. The head of UNAIDS says testing for the HIV virus is critical in reaching the goal of eliminating the virus by 2030. But the UN official tells VOA the effort is hampered in many countries by social taboos and stigma attached to AIDS and other HIV-related diseases. VOA's Lada Chahok has more.
Just a few years ago, it was hard to get treatment for all the people infected by the virus that can cause AIDS and other ailments. But now health officials hope to eradicate the deadly virus by 2030.
In 2001, in South Africa, we had only 90 people on treatment on public services. Today, we are talking about 4.3 million people on treatment.
Michelle Sidibe is a United Nations official in charge of a global effort to combat HIV. He says progress has been achieved through solidarity between nations and cooperation between the private and public sectors. With more effective medication and availability of treatment, most African countries are on track to control the disease, but not all.
West Africa, Central Africa, completely left behind. When we have 61% of the people on treatment globally, this region, we have only 35% of people on treatment.
Cultural taboos are another hurdle in fighting the disease. Sidibe says most African men aged 25 to 39 avoid testing for HIV because of the stigma attached to it, and they continue to spread the virus unknowingly. He says in such societies, the effort must be to make self-testing widely available. Sidibe says it is important to understand that HIV is not an isolated disease, but is linked to cervical cancer, tuberculosis, maternal health, and other issues. Since the first cases of HIV were reported more than 35 years ago, 78 million people have become infected with HIV, and 35 million have died from AIDS-related illnesses. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make certain you join us next week for Healthy Living. And make sure you check out our VOAnews.com website for all of our news and feature updates. And stay with us on Facebook at VOA Asia.
That was a program from the Voice of America.